It's good to be in the house of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. I don't know how many of you have been following the college football playoffs, but next Monday will be the national championship. And the reason I bring this up is because something has stood out to me in this playoffs. The amount of players, not the typical, oh, because of Jesus, he blessed me a touchdown. No, no, no. A lot of the players are talking about, regardless we won or lost, life is defined because of Jesus Christ. Ohio State, actually, who is in the national championship, not saying I'm rooting for them or against them. It's Notre Dame and Ohio State, and what a dilemma. Ohio State this summer actually had praise and worship services on the campus, had baptism services. The football team led this. One particular moment that stood out, and I think it'll bring clarity why I'm bringing this up, because I feel it defines what I want you to experience and see this morning. In one of the press conferences for the Boise State, the defensive player sitting there just stopped the press conference and looked at his coach. He said, "Coach D, I want to thank you. You changed my life. You introduced me to Jesus, and that has made my life different. It has changed me. I did not know God until I came here. You introduced me to Jesus." That's what this morning's about. I want to challenge you that many times we think and look at the news and hear the things, and we're thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening? And we can start cursing the darkness. But I want to challenge you, the light is still going out. The kingdom of God is still going forward. I wanted to have some people from Clear Spring, because I have a teacher, a good friend, that is a teacher in the Clear Spring High School. And there's two lunch periods. He opens his classroom on Wednesday for lunch, called Lunch for Jesus. And he leads a Bible study for the high school kids to come to. We also have Fellowship Christian Athletes, and Seth and several lead a Bible study Friday mornings. But this morning we're going to talk about the ministries that are happening in these local elementary and middle school. And so Darlene Martin, I said Schaefer in the first service. This is what 3 hours of sleep will do to you. Darlene Myers, I know who you are, is going to be sharing with us first. And then she has several people here who help in the elementary. And then Ryan Sanchez, who is with CIA. That's how Rhonda said, "Hey, Ryan from CIA stopped in to see you." And I thought those days were past. It is not that CIA, he will explain. He works with middle school. And so the service will be, we have an introduction video that, if you pull out the insert in your bulletin, has all the words for the video that you're going to see, called He Is. And then Darlene will come up and explain and share, and then they will share. And then we will have another video that will help introduce Ryan to us, and then Ryan will come and share. And so, as we proceed, this morning is a time that we are going to reflect, celebrate the opportunities of people taking those moments and introducing Jesus to these young people. If we could have He Is.
Genesis, he's the breath of life. In Exodus, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's our high priest. Numbers, fire by night. Deuteronomy, he's Moses' voice. In Joshua, he is salvation's choice. Judges, lawgiver, in Ruth, the kinsman redeemer, first and second Samuel, our trusted prophet, in Kings and Chronicles, he's sovereign, Ezra, a true and faithful scribe, in Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of broken walls and lives.
Esther, here's Mordecai's courage. In Job, the timeless redeemer. In Psalms, he is our morning song. In Proverbs, wisdom's cry. Ecclesiastes, the time and season. In the Song of Solomon, he is the lover's dream. He is, he is, he is. In Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Cry for Israel. Ezekiel, he's the call from sin. And Daniel, the stranger in the fire. In Hosea, he is forever faithful. In Joel, he is the Spirit's power. In Amos, the arms that carry us. In Obadiah, he's the Lord. Our Savior. In Jonah, he's the great missionary. In Micah, the promise of peace. In Nahum, he is our strength and our shield. In Habakkuk and Zephaniah, he's pleading for revival. In Haggai, he restores a lost heritage. Healing in his wings. He is, he is, he is. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he is God, man, Messiah. In the book of Acts, he is the fire from God. In Corinthians, the power of love. In Galatians, he is freedom from the curse of sin. Ephesians, our glorious treasure. Philippians, the servant's heart. In Colossians, he's the Godhead Trinity. Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon, he's our mediator and our faithful pastor. In Hebrews, the everlasting covenant. In James, the one who heals the sick. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he is our shepherd.
Good morning. And that song, it shows how Jesus is seen from the beginning to the end of the Bible in all 66 books. Jesus is mankind's only hope to break Satan's grip on us. We are all sinners needing someone to rescue us, and Jesus is our rescuer. We have the awesome privilege and responsibility to open God's word each week with children in our public schools, one of the largest mission fields around us that needs to hear about God the Father, God the Son Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. We teach the children a Bible lesson for about 20 minutes, then break into a teaching listening session where the volunteers interact with the students, helping them understand and explain and memorize the verses. Psalms 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." In 1963, when prayer and Bible reading were taken out of the public schools in the United States of America, there was a law put on the books that children in Pennsylvania could be taken out of the school for 1 hour to be taught the Bible. I am so thankful that someone knew about this law and acted on it 60 years ago and took action to do just that. That is the goal of Camp Joyelle. They provide Bible adventure to third through fifth graders with parents' permission and CIA, Christians in Action, grades 6 through 12. Child evangelism covers kindergarten through second grade. We have 104 classes in 32 school districts, 1,200 volunteers in 5 counties, Franklin County, Fulton County, Huntington County, York County, and Lancaster. As the children say verses, they earn awards and a week of summer camp at Camp Joyelle. We are very blessed to have 14 volunteers from our church family here who carry the light of Jesus to our community schools. They are going to share how they see Jesus at work. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We will never know the full impact we have on the children, but we believe in God's promises. The promise that his word will never return void, and he will accomplish his purpose that he has. Isaiah 55:11.
I guess I can just stand right here. Okay, well, nobody's told him. I guess I'll tell him that the Martin, you can see the Martin's wrong. It's Hurst. My name's Chester Hurst. But anyway, yeah, so I'm Chester Hurst. And I go to Marion Elementary School. We walk children from Marion Elementary School down the sidewalk and over to Heidelberg Church. Pastor Dave was here for a little while, but then he went over there to Heidelberg Church. Well, a lot of you don't maybe know that. Okay, so why do I help? Well, the way I got started, I remember in our next step group, Nancy Kuntz was always asking for prayer for more helpers. And so when Bible Adventure started, well, she would ask for helpers, and we'd pray for it. And 2 weeks later, we'd pray for the same thing. And 2 weeks later, we'd pray for the same thing. And I'm pretty sure it was the fifth time. And I got to thinking, well, we ask people and we're praying for somebody to help. And then it kind of dawned on me. I said, well, I'm mostly retired. I could probably do that, because my wife had done, she had done it for years. Whenever they called it Bible Adventure, when they call it Bible release. Yeah, Bible release. Yeah, she did that for years, and so I was familiar with it. So I told Nancy, I said, okay, what do I do? I said, I'm going to volunteer. So it was, I think, around Christmas time or whatever. So I started. So now I'm on my fourth year. But that's how I got started going over there. The simple answer to that is I'm needed. In other words, they need somebody. So I was available, so they needed me. Of course, as the years went on, we still needed helpers. The next thing, how have you seen God's light shining in the darkness? Well, at our Bible adventure where I go, many of the children are from broken families. It's amazing how many of them, they go see their father for a while and with their mother for a while, and they have half-brothers, and it's like, but there's a lot of them like that. There's a lot of broken families. And they're learning to live with it. It's like when they're playing and when they're doing stuff, you wouldn't know that. But when you get to really find out, they're really from. So that's darkness. So then at Bible Adventure, well, like she said, we have singing, we have prayer, we have Bible stories, we have memorized the Bible verses, and there's good personal connections. Because when you're there for a while, yeah, you get to have a close relationship with some of the students. Yeah, that's light. And then a simple answer is it changes the ones who come there for the better. It even helps, like us workers, it even helps us to grow. A little example is that it was our very first time this year. Lisa, what's her last name? Lisa Waddle. She said, you know, what I want to do this year is speak positive and speak good. Well, I knew about that before, but that kind of put a seed in for me to think about. And so I've been... Ever since that, I've been studying more and more about the power of the word. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if you can say positive things to them children, they're going to remember that for a long time. So, yeah, that's all.
Okay, I'm Jane Martin, and I... help at the Presbyterian Church here in Murfreesboro with Montgomery and Murfreesboro Elementary Schools. The reason I help is because Darlene kept saying there was a need, and I only lived a couple minutes away, so I thought, well, I guess I have this time. So I volunteered, and there was a need. There is still a need, but anyway. I can remember as a child going at elementary school, we had what they called Bible release at that time, and I can remember we didn't go to a church. There was a speaker came in, and I don't know, it wasn't once a week, maybe it was once a month, or I don't even know if it was that often, but I can remember of people from Bible release coming to our school, and anyway, that's a long time ago. How I see the light shining in the darkness. Well, this year at Murfreesboro and Montgomery, they implemented these things they call clubs. I'm really not sure what they exactly are. But anyway, it's a chance for it's over the same time that Bible Adventure is, and the kids have a choice of going to different clubs or going to Bible Adventure. And we were a little concerned this year about how many children would make the choice to go to Bible Adventure. And in Montgomery especially, there's a lot of children who actually made the choice to go to Bible Adventure. And we had one girl that did clubs, and she, after she was at clubs for a little while, she decided that really wasn't that much fun. She wanted to come back to Bible Adventure, so she did. And so we are making an impact on the children, and It's good to see that they do want to come.
Hello, my name's Barbara Kyler. I work with Jane at the Presbyterian Church, Mercersburg and Montgomery. I don't get to walk the kids from Montgomery, but I do ride the bus sometimes to go pick up the kids from Montgomery. And we sing and we say verses on the way back to Bible Adventures. And why do I do it? Because when you reach the children, sometimes you can reach the parents. And I know as a small child, I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 7 years old. And I have totally enjoyed serving Christ and having the depth of no matter what you go through, that Jesus is always there. And all we have to say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something so special about that name. How I've seen God's light shining in the darkness. This year, we are allowing the kids to participate more in what we're teaching when we're teaching. So I'm a teacher, too. So my thing is just teaching about the Bible. You know, we're learning the Old Testament, the New Testament, how many books are in the Bible, and how do you get New Testament? The Old Testament has, like, when you take the letters of the New Testament, New is 3, Testament's 9, so there's 39 books in the Old Testament, and then the same thing for the Old Testament, but you have to multiply. And how can you imagine you kids carrying 66 books around. When you carry your Bible, that's 66 books. And then opening the Bible and getting them to participate. And when they see peer pressure, then they want to do it too. And it's like, why didn't you let me read today? So we need to make sure the kids get to participate as much as they want to. To me, that means a lot. To me, it's like shining in the darkness because kids want to read the Bible. And the Bible is so full of everything that we need to live our life. The Bible, go to the Bible. It is true, all true. Is that what we're trying to teach our kids? It's all true. And it does benefit our soul. Our bodies are going to go, but our soul is always there. And we just need to remember, read our Bibles. No matter what you go through in life, I've been through some dark things in my life, but there's light. There is always light. And I did get to participate as a young child in Bible Adventures. I can't remember the other word. But anyhow, I can't remember who or how I learned my scripture, and I got to go to camp, and then I got to be in Living Miracles, which was a group that we went to sing in different states and different churches. I really enjoyed that, but and my husband, he got to participate in it also. And I, at the age of 20, he came to realize he needed Jesus in his life. And it was 5 weeks before we met. And I'm just, praise the Lord, that through Bible release, that it brought us together.
My name is Kim Martin, and I help with Greencastle Elementary School. And when I was a child, we had Bible release. I went to a Christian school, and so that was kind of normal to have Bible memorization and stuff. But I wanted that also for my children, and I was so happy to hear that Greencastle had that. And so I sent my kids to Bible Adventure whenever they were that age. And same thing, I heard about it through Darlene and Nancy here at church asking for help. And I was like, what better way to spend my time than to help kids learn verses, to learn the Word of God. And I am so blessed that I had that I have that opportunity with my work schedule. It's, I actually leave work and go right over to the church. It's just right around the corner. And so I just help with fourth and, fourth and fifth grade. And I know that we're making an impact. And the one thing that I think about is when I memorized verses as a kid, they stuck with me. I might not remember history in school or science, but I remember my Bible verses. And I know the Word of God will be hidden in their hearts for many years. And they might not remember me. They might not remember the prizes that they won, but they'll remember the Bible verses. The Holy Spirit will bring that back to them when they need it later in life. So I'm so excited to be a part of it. And like others said, you make connections with the kids. And it's neat to see their growth. And you do know that they're talking to their parents about Bible Adventure and the verses they're learning. So it's exciting that they are taking it back to their family. So anyway, I'm just thankful for the opportunity, and I will continue as long as I can.
Well, I'm involved, too, quite a bit, and I transport the children from Montgomery to Mercersburg. So that happened a number of years ago, so it's a privilege to be a part of that. I also have children, mostly boys, I listen to. And sometimes you wonder if they're catching on or if they're listening at all, because they want to talk or they want to goof off or lay their head down, take a nap, so to speak. But when review comes, they got their hands up, and I'm surprised they know the answers. So it's connecting. So it's a privilege. So this is everlasting. His word is God's word, and it's forever. Remember that. Sorry.
Recently, I've challenged myself to dive deep and think about why I'm here in children's ministry. The answer is clear to me. I want to be able to give back and give the children in our communities the hope of Jesus Christ and let them know that they will never have to go through anything in life alone. This is what I wanted to be able to do, but I had no idea what I would receive in the process of doing it. The friendships that I have made, the laughter that has been shared, the tears that have been shed, and the families that were created. These are the things I had no idea were going to occur, but I'm so glad they did and can't wait for more.
Good morning, guys. You know, every time I look at that video, you know, I get emotional. But every time I look at that video, I recognize, wow, I had a lot of different haircuts last year, you know? but I think first and foremost, I just want to take a moment. I see that they all disappeared. But I just want to take a moment to reflect on everyone that just came up here is a volunteer. And so I think let me ask you guys this question. How many of you guys are reluctant or very nervous getting in front of a bunch of people and talking? Yeah? Yeah. Guys, I want to say we're going to talk about bold faith and empowerment this morning. And I just want to showcase that right there. Darlene and I were talking as we were coming in the door, you know, around 8 o'clock, and I was like, yeah, I'm pumped to do this. And she's like, I lost sleep over this, you know. This is one of those things that's very uncomfortable, but when you have a mission, when God has called you to something powerful, and you understand that you are needed in the kingdom, you go out and do the uncomfortable, right? There are children that need her, right? They need the faith, they need that boldness, they need the love that is within her to experience God's great gift for us all. And so, I want to share a story about this brave little boy, but before that, I want to ask a question. Has anyone in here ever went skiing or snowboarding? Wow, that's a lot of you. Okay, and so with a skier or a snowboarder, anytime they get up to a mountain and they get scared, one of the very first things that enters their minds, one of the things that they tell themselves, is to say, this is scary, but I'm going to send it. Right? Those of you that have never been skiing or snowboarding, have ever done any extreme sports, the definition of sending it is doing something full throttle with 100% commitment, even if you end up failing. Right? And so oftentimes when we get to that peak of our lives, we're riding the lift up, right? And we have that inspiration. We have that idea that God has placed in our heart. And we're thinking, man, this is going to be so cool. This is going to be so impactful. God is going to be glorified. You get off the lift. You strap on your snowboard. You get out to the edge. And what happens? You get shook. Right? You see how high you are up there, right? You start thinking, I'm going to hit a tree. I'm going to hit a kid. I can't do this. Right? So often in our lives, that happens. Man, God has called me to start this business. God has called me to become a volunteer. God has called me to sacrifice financially for his kingdom. And when we get to the edge, right? And we see what could happen, we turn away. Why? Because we have that lack of faith. We have that lack of understanding that God is going to take care of us regardless. And so if you leave here with nothing today, understand that God said, send it. Right? Understand that God has a purpose for your life. Understand that you are supposed to go out and boldly go. God has not called us to a comfortable life. God has called us to build his kingdom and share the love with each and every person that walks in our circle. And so I want to share with you this story of this brave little boy. Imagine growing up in a household with two adults and not getting parented. Your father is this abusive alcoholic that left you and your mentally challenged brother to learn and fend on their own. Your mother, who you know loves you, has been through so much abuse and so much trauma that she doesn't know how to give you the love and support that you so desperately needed and deserved. Imagine coming home from middle school with no electricity. Imagine coming home from middle school with eviction notices plastered on your door. Imagine coming home from middle school with no food. Now, this little boy, he's not proud of this, but on his quest to seek love and validation from other people, he broke the law. He was held back in school. He did these things because he felt more alone than any growing kid should on countless occasions. Now, church, I want to redirect this to you. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to think about a time in your life that was hard. I want you to think about a time in your life where you didn't think it could get any worse. A time in your life where you felt hopeless. You can open up your eyes. I want you to think about that while you're opening up your Bibles to page 972. Understand that life is hard. right? But there's joy in Jesus Christ. So I'll be reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." Understand this, right? There's a therefore to start out chapter 12, because Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith, and it talks about all of the biblical giants that withstood trial and boldly went and followed God. Now, maybe you're sitting in here and saying, hey, this is great. This is wonderful news. But what am I supposed to do with this? Right? How does this apply to me in my life? I'm going to go back to the story of this brave little boy. Poverty led this little boy and his family to a free community outreach dinner. It was called Hungry Hearts Ministry. It was a place that met people's needs and put love and compassion before anything else. It's through their unwavering faith and dedication to being servants of the Lord is where this little boy found what love was. Adults and families pouring into him without any expectation of him having to pay them back. They saw value in this little boy. They saw value in his mentally challenged brother. They saw value in his abused mom. And they chose to act. This little boy was able to witness the abundant love of Christ in action through those people. The good news is, right? This little boy, with all that love that he received, right? Not from his mother, not from his father, but from the people that God provided in his life to come alongside him. This little boy has grown up, right? This little boy felt empowered from the love that he received from the people that God provided in his life. Right? All of that sacrifice that came from those people that God had put in his life, they stirred in him a vision, a mission, to go out and do something great. This little boy stands before you now. Ryan Sanchez finds it absolutely necessary that he devotes his life to bringing kids closer to Jesus Christ and giving them the love and compassion that they so desperately need and deserve. This is why he's a missionary with Joel Ministries now. This is why he serves in Christians in Action. This is why he serves his community, and he's so passionate about kids coming to know the Lord. God gave Ryan Sanchez a mission to do, just like he gave each and every one of you a mission to do. God gave Ryan Sanchez gifts to fulfill that mission and build his kingdom, just like he gave each and every one of you gifts to fulfill his mission and build his kingdom. Guys, I get the opportunity to serve in Christians in Action. I get the opportunity to share the gospel with kids in Mercersburg. I get the opportunity to witness dedicated volunteers step out in bold faith and share what they've received from the Lord with kids that who desperately need that. I get the opportunity to equip them, to teach them, to help them understand the gifts that they've been given and utilize them to help the body of Christ grow. Church, I've got a question for you. I learned a song a long time ago in church, and maybe you can help me fill in the blank. And you will know they are Christians by their fear. Is that right, church? You will know they're Christians by their fear? No? And you will know they are Christians by their love. Oftentimes, God is calling us to do something with the love that He's given us, right? And how many times do we get out on that mountain eager, and then we find the reason not to do it? I've got a great story from the Christians in Action program, right? So we're part of the Joyel ministry, but what we're doing in Christians in Action is helping kids not only understand the Bible, but how to put it into action in their lives. And so I was talking with a kid in Shippensburg, and we were going over Jesus walking on water, right? And Peter coming out because he had faith that God, or that Jesus would take care of him, right? And we talked about Peter taking his eyes off Christ and the boisterous storm and everything that was coming up against him, right? And we talked about that in our lives. And this kid, his name's Damian, he said, "Mr. Ryan, is God bigger than anything that I will face in my life?" And I said, "Absolutely." And then he asked me, "Mr. Ryan, is God bigger than world hunger?" And I said, "Absolutely." And I looked at him straight in the face and I said, "Damian, if that's something that is stirring in you, if that is something that you're concerned about, maybe God is stirring you or calling you to get involved in a local food pantry, in a local food mission." And I looked at him because I said, you know, when you start doing that in Shippensburg, right? And Pastor Dave preaches on Sunday morning here in Mercersburg, and Ryan goes out and teaches kids about the gospel, and you go out and do what God has called you to do, right? This world will know love. This world will know the transformative love of Jesus Christ. The kids that are growing up wondering if they're loved and wondering if they have to do this to get that validation, they'll understand that they don't have to do that. I want to encourage you today. We have opportunities to serve at Joyel. We have opportunities to serve in the Christians in Action program. What we get to do is release kids from school and teach them something of biblical truth and help them put it into practice in their lives. I think one of the most important components is allowing these kids to know that they are loved by Christ's followers. The many volunteers that come together to share the love with these students, right? We heard all these testimonies up here, but I have a question for you. How often do we disregard the power of consistency, right? How often do we disregard the power of consistency in one another's lives? You know, we show up here every Sunday. We show up to our family's house every whatever, right? The Christians in Action kids show up every Monday. How often do we discount that consistency? Because I'm here to tell you, right? When somebody that I love doesn't show up, I feel it, right? There are people in your lives that need you to show up for them in a powerful way. Why? Because they need to know what love is, right? And my hope for you, right? A long time ago, somebody told me something that I did not know, and it absolutely changed my life. I hope that's true for you. If it's not true, there are lovely people here waiting to talk to you, myself included. But if it is true, I want to encourage you to boldly go out and serve the Lord, not when it's comfortable, but whatever God is calling you to do, whatever he's stirring in your heart, I want you to know that there are people out there waiting for that boldness. They're waiting for you to understand that God will take care of you. They're waiting for you to understand that if you just had a little bit of faith, God will move mountains through you. And so, I wanted to elaborate on this real quick, right? I'm going to ask you a question. If I picked up an acorn and I put it in the ground, what would it produce? An oak tree, right? How many? How many? One? A sixth grader I was talking to, he gave me the best answer to this question. He said, "Mr. Ryan, at least one." You see, when an oak tree grows up, right? Or when an acorn is planted and an oak tree grows up, guess what happens? It drops thousands of acorns. Thousands. And what do? They grow up and turn into mighty oak trees, right? There's a lot of older people in this sanctuary right now. And when I say older, I mean more than 18, right? Look at the kids that you're sitting by, right? I call them saplings. They need you to help shelter them so they can grow into mighty oaks, so they can continue dropping thousands of acorns. Guys, the gift that we've received is far too important to keep it to ourselves, right? Yeah? Come on, church. Yes, thank you. The gift that we've received is far too important to keep to ourselves. That includes everything outside of these walls, right? There's thousands of Ryan Sanchez's that are waiting for you to step out and go and follow God's calling, right? Thousands. There's many in Mercersburg that are waiting for you to get involved in their lives. Now, I'm speaking for kids because that's what God has called me to. He's called me to be an advocate for the kids right here in Mercersburg. I want to empower you today to go out and do something about what you've heard, right? If you look on your pew, maybe you saw those weird little QR codes, right? What is this thing doing here? Looks like this, right? I encourage you to scan this. I will just ask for your name and your email. If you're being stirred to serve the Lord in the Christians in Action or Bible Adventure capacity, I would love to have a conversation with you, right? We don't just need volunteers. A lot of this is a nonprofit, so a lot of it needs funding. It needs bus drivers. It needs people that are willing to go out and do administrative work. It needs people that are willing to just come out and listen to kids and what they're going through. I ask you this question, I'll leave you off with this. We're all a family, correct? We're all rooted in the faith together. So my question for you today is, what is this place going to look like in a month from now? Because you said, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with my family. I'm going to trust you with my business. I'm going to trust you with my finances. I'm going to trust you with my time. Guys, what's the town of Mercersburg going to look like in a month from now because you said, hey, God, I'm going to send it for you. I'm going to throw off everything that hinders me. and I'm going to run with endurance the race that was marked out for me. Think about that. Guys, if you have any questions, comments, I would love to speak to you about that. I just want to give a shout out. If you said, hey, Ryan, I feel empowered, but I have no idea how I can get involved. Guys, there's three things to empowerment: enlightenment, encouragement, and equipment, right? I'm here to enlighten you today that the Lord needs your boldness, right? I'm here to encourage you today to go get involved and help change lives. And I'm here to tell you, well, if there's anyone that serves in a leadership capacity here at this church, could you please stand up for me? I'm not going to be here to help equip you, but these very people that are in this room right now, they are here to equip you for the mission that God is about to send you on, right? You can't do your job if you're not equipped with what you need. And these people will help equip you with what you need to go out and do something impactful for the kingdom. You can sit down. And so I thank you for your time. I want to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight and go out there and share the good news with your neighbors, with your community, and get involved with kids. You're missing out on a blessing. Kids Club, you're missing out on a blessing. These kids need you. They need your faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you everyone that has shared this morning. I think the one thing I found interesting is that we've stated over and over, there's a need. There's a need. And I happen to think of when Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. There's a need. There's a need out there. And I just want to just challenge you, because I know as this is being shared, the thoughts, there's sometimes this fear and doubt. And as Ryan has challenged us in that, a lot of times our fear is, how will they respond? Because when I was asked by Scott to step into the role I'm kind of doing as character coach, my first thought was, how are these kids going to react to me? How are they going to react? That was my fear. And then my doubt was, what was the point? Or do they care? That's not really our questions to ask, really. That's not even ours to decide. What we're called to do is go and be faithful. Has Christ truly transformed your lives? Have you experienced Christ transforming love? Because if you have, then we need to go. And Ryan, the one thing he shared as he said with his childhood, his family did find the church, and it was the twofold. It was the children's programs at the church and the children's programs that were available in the public school. So if you're feeling the stirring, let's go. Let's do something. Let's be part of this. And you will experience God's love as it flows through you to those around you. And trust me, there are many, many who want to experience that. I can testify to that. If you step out, you will come in contact with people who are so desperate to truly experience that love. With that, let's just stand as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we have together. And Lord, I just ask that as we now reflect on the testimonies that were shared, Lord, that our hearts are stirred by your Holy Spirit. There are people around us that you're calling us to share this wonderful news of Jesus Christ with.
Christ,
and maybe they won't say to us here on earth, thank you, you changed my life. But you're calling us to go. You're calling us to share that with them, and that their lives would be changed because of our faithfulness. Lord, but too many times we allow the busyness of our lives to sidetrack us. Too many times we get to the point where we're thinking it's meaningless. And we'll deal with that next week, Lord. Called each one of us to go. And so, Lord, I just pray now a blessing upon each one within the sound of my voice, that as they feel that stirring to go, whether it's to work here locally in our church or here locally within the schools, or just to go talk to somebody who is laid heavy on their heart right now, Lord, that we would go. And Lord, when the day comes that we close our eyes and breathe our last on this earth and we open our eyes and see you, each one of us will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Because we've experienced that love through your Son Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again on the third day to bring us into that right relationship with you. It is in his name I pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your time and attention. As you go, Ryan will be back by the table if you'd like to talk with him. With that, you're dismissed.